This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 8:05, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little foggy this morning still in some spots, otherwise mostly sunny today. High today about 90, no rain in the forecast tonight, clear, low 65. Tomorrow another hot day, high 90. Chapel Hill elected officials approved funds last night to start cleaning up flood damage to town property, but officials are saying the final bill could top $1 million. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Even with one member absent, eight Chapel Hill town council members had to squeeze in tight to fit on the platform that usually seats seven county commissioners. The council met last night for the first time since town hall flooded this summer. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt asked for the indulgence of the audience, council members, and staff in making the transition to temporary quarters at the Southern Human Services Center.
The first floor of town hall was severely affected by the flood of June 30th. If you head to town hall, we won't let you in the first floor.
In addition to the flooding at town hall, 18 of the 26 units at the Airport Gardens public housing complex were also damaged during the record rains. Since then, families from Airport Gardens have been living at hotels. Town Manager Roger Stansel said right now the main focus is to help displaced residents get their lives back to normal.
Our number one priority is to get our residents back in their homes. They've been living in hotel rooms and uncertain circumstances. Our number one priority is to get them settled back in their homes, and the rest of it we can make do.
The displaced families can expect to return home by the end of the month. Repairs to town hall could last 6 months to a year, as officials take this opportunity to upgrade some of the town's office and meeting space. Meanwhile, the town's business management office has temporarily moved to University Square on Franklin Street. The total cost for repairs and upgrades won't be known until the work is complete, but initial estimates suggest it could be as much as $1.1 million. The council last night approved a budget amendment to begin paying for the renovations. $412,000 will come out of the town's general fund, while $236,000 will come out of the housing fund. While insurance will cover about $500,000 worth of repairs, Stansel said the town is liable for the mold damage in town hall and airport gardens.
That's not covered by the insurance, and so that cost is something we need to cover and obviously something we need to take care of. Just like with our own personal insurance, the insurance doesn't cover everything.
The money allocated last night does not cover the cost of mitigation to make sure the flooding doesn't reoccur. Stansel said officials from the Public Works Department are assessing what needs to be done, and they will return to the council with recommendations and a budget request in a couple of months.
The second part of this would be, which is underway, is a review of what the causes were for the damage and to then recommend improvements we might need to make in order to try to keep this from happening to us again.
In the meantime, the town council will just have to get cozy in its new home on Homestead Road. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Saturday marked the one-year anniversary of the murder of 19-year-old UNC student Faith Hedgepeth. And today marks the date in which court documents will once again be presented to a Durham County judge. 3 days after Hedgepeth was found dead in her apartment by her roommate, Judge Orlando Hudson sealed the investigation's documents along with the contents of the 911 call. Since then, the documents have been sealed 3 additional times. Today marks the end of another 60-day period in which those documents were sealed. Assistant District Attorney Charlene Franks says the DA will once again present the documents to Judge Hudson and ask that they be sealed another 60 days. On Friday, interim DA Leon Standback told WCHL that the reason he continues to ask the court to keep the documents sealed is that he and investigators believe there is information in the materials that may tip off the suspect. On January 8th, Chapel Hill Police released details in the investigation, including DNA of a male suspect found at the scene. Little information has been released other than that. The Chapel Hill Police Department continues to express that this is not a cold case and that it's continuing to follow leads. Police are still seeking any information that could help in the investigation. Call the Chapel Hill Police or Crime Stoppers. We have that contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. The national spotlight will once again shine on the Tar Heel football team for a Thursday night contest, our second Thursday night game of the year, this time against the Miami Hurricanes in Chapel Hill on October 17th. But the attention won't just be on Keenan Stadium. There was a special announcement downtown yesterday. Tar Heel Downtown will bring the focus down to Franklin Street for pregame festivities that day from 4 until 7 p.m., showcasing the best the town of Chapel Hill has to offer in front of a worldwide television audience. Mayor Mark Kleinsmith announced the big plans yesterday. He says he's excited to welcome ESPN and the entire nation to the streets of downtown Chapel Hill for a party worthy of that attention.
This particular event makes me particularly excited because this time I'm going to be inviting all of my fellow Tar Heel fans from across the region to come out and help us put on a great show for millions of viewers from across the country who will be joining us right here on our doorstep in downtown Chapel Hill, one of the greatest downtowns in the country.
Planned and coordinated by the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, UNC Athletics, and the town of Chapel Hill, it took a long time to put this together. This fun, free, family-friendly event will be covered by ESPN. A Tar Heel alum, John Skipper, just happens to run the leading sports broadcasting company. UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham says Tar Heel Downtown will be a great opportunity for folks around the country to get a glimpse of the character and atmosphere that we have here in Chapel Hill.
And what I hope the ESPN does is be able to highlight what a wonderful town Chapel Hill is. In all of the surrounding buildings, what we've been doing on Franklin Street, I think it's a great way for us to allow a lot of people throughout the country to see what Chapel Hill is all about.
Mayor Kleinsmith says one of the attractive qualities of downtown Chapel Hill is the entrepreneurial mindset of so many of the business owners, continually branding and rebranding their businesses to offer new and improved services to students, residents, and visitors.
You know, downtown Chapel Hill is a great place. One of the things that keeps it alive and keeps it looking towards the future are some of the extraordinary efforts of some of our downtown entrepreneurs, people who have brought new brands, new concepts to our downtown, and some who have taken old brands and reinvented them for a new century.
When asked about the possible crazy atmosphere surrounding this huge national event on Franklin Street, both Cunningham and Kleinsmith had some advice.
Well, we want as many fans to come, and don't be any worse than you are on Halloween.
Well, that's setting a pretty low bar. So that means you can come down and have a great time. We'll have fun.
Tar Heel Town moves downtown Thursday, October 17th. Once again, that is the Carolina-Miami football game. That'll be played under the lights at Keenan Stadium, and all these festivities happening downtown. Join your fellow community members and the Central West Steering Committee for an opportunity to review the committee's work to date and to offer your feedback. The Central West Focus Area is located near the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Estes Drive. The committee was established in October of 2012 to create a small area plan that would fit into the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan. The meeting takes place today from 6:30 until 8 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall at Amity United Methodist Church at 825 North Estes Drive. That's right there in the center of that location. If you'd like more information on the Central West Focus Area, view the story on our website at chapelboro.com. For the first time, Triangle Entrepreneurship Week is coming to Chapel Hill. This event, now in its third year, hosts local leaders, investors, supporters, and entrepreneurs, offering a time to network and share knowledge. Donna Mills, program manager of the Launch Chapel Hill Business Incubator, explains that Triangle Entrepreneurship Week used to hold events only in Raleigh and Durham.
It's really important for the entrepreneurial community because it shows the growing importance of Chapel Hill as a place for startups.
Activities across the Triangle run till the 13th. With a full day of events going on at both Launch and its sister incubator, 1789, today. The town of Chapel Hill and Innovate at Carolina are sponsors.
In the morning, we start with a session on pitching an investor. Then we have a session on how your company can change the world, followed by a panel discussion with a number of lawyers who specialize in startup law.
Now, last year, Triangle Entrepreneurship Week brought together more than 2,000 local entrepreneurs and business owners attended 26 events in the immediate area. So this is a very big deal.
Lots of great connections have been made as a result of it, and that's why we're really pleased to have it to Chapel Hill this year.
Events are open to the public. If you'd like more information on how you can sign up, you can read this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Protesters of the Republican-led General Assembly marched in Southern Pines yesterday, continuing Moral Monday on the road while the legislature is on break. This marks the third Moral Monday protest since the end of the session as part of a pledge by the NAACP to rally in all 13 North Carolina congressional districts. Monday's event took place in the Southern Pines downtown park. After 13 weeks of protest, 924 people were arrested in Raleigh, many of those from right here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County. Since taking the rallies on the road, no additional arrests have been reported. They haven't focused on that. It's a case of musical chairs for our local state leaders. Now that Valerie Fouché has been appointed to fill Ellie Kinnaird's vacant Senate seat, we'll talk about that and give you all the details on what's happening in the search. We also have a story coming up on interim Title IX coordinator Christy Hurt at Carolina and the search for the permanent person in that job. That is on the way, and that will be brought to you by Rand Northam and Company in the news department. Just a moment here in WCHL. Let's take a break for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. You can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark, who is absolutely outstanding, and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine on the beautiful UNC campus. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you, Ron. We're still seeing some slowdowns on I-40. It shifted a little bit, though. I-40 eastbound between NC-54 and NC-751. Seeing some delays right now. Also, the Durham Freeway northbound from I-40, about a mile or so north, seeing some delays right now as well. Just moderate, nothing heavy at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also be a Road Warrior by tweeting us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. Roadway's looking pretty smooth right now, though.
Well, appreciate all the work you've been doing to cover traffic and also a steady stream of news stories coming out of the newsroom this morning.
As always.
There usually is. And thank you so much, Rand Northam.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro Weather, presented by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Listen, if you're looking for something special to do for dinner tonight, why not call ahead and then stop by Dickey's Barbecue Pit and then take home a Dickey's Family Pack. You can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, all delicious. Dickey's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham up Mount Moriah Road. Go by and get it and take Dickey's home and enjoy it. All right, it is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. It's going to be mostly sunny today. High today about 90. Really hot day. Not too much moisture in the air, though, so not so bad. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 66. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of about 90. One more time. So some really warm weather on the way.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
817 at WCHL. It's a case of musical chairs for our local state leaders. Now that Valerie Fouché has been appointed to fill Ellie Kinnaird's vacant Senate seat, the process to find a new representative for North Carolina House District 50 to replace Valerie Fouché has started. WCHL's Rachel Nash brings this up to date.
The folks that have approached me are still in their private deliberations. They're talking with friends, family, supporters, and determining if going to the legislature is something they'd like to do, and if so, if this is the seat that will allow them to go to Raleigh.
That's Matt Hughes, chair of the Orange County Democratic Party. Chair of the state Democratic Party, Randy Bowler, told WCHL's Elizabeth Friends Sunday that the process to fill the House District 50 seat will kick off as soon as Governor Pat McCrory officially names Fouché to the Senate. Hughes explained that as many as four people have contacted him, expressing interest in the House seat, which covers part of rural Orange and Durham counties. Registered Democrats living in the district who are over the age of 21 are eligible. Hugh says chair of the 4th Congressional District, Ted Benson, will preside over a House of Representatives District Executive Committee to appoint someone to serve the remainder of Fouché's term. Craig Meyer and Phyllis Mack Horton will be representing Orange County.
6th Congressional District is undergoing a leadership change at the moment, so it will fall into the lap of 4th District Chair Ted Benson again to oversee this process.
Benson will moderate the meeting as he did Sunday night when Fouché was appointed to the Senate seat, but he will not vote.
I'm going to have a better sense of what all the moving pieces are earlier on and a better sense of, you know, I already know exactly how to set it all up.
Hughes says that committee members' votes are based on population and that the numbers mirror the split that was used in the Senate District 23 appointment process, one vote for every 300 people residing in the county, which gave Orange County about two-thirds of the vote.
Orange has a similar proportion of the vote in this House District Committee, and actually the district is slightly more favorable to Orange than the Senate District.
If you're interested in putting your name forward, you can find out more about the process by reading this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As WCHL has reported before, North Carolina's interim Title IX coordinator, Christy Hurt, will soon step down from her UNC position as a new coordinator is chosen. WCHL's Rand Northam has more on the search.
Hurt was named the interim Title IX coordinator in April after sexual assault cases at UNC received growing public attention. She says that she has been honored to be the Title IX coordinator over the past few months.
Having the chance to occupy this position for the first time was a real honor and a privilege. And I think one of the biggest highlights, of course, of the summer's work in this position was working with the task force to address the policy moving forward for the campus.
The sexual assault task force that Hurt is chairing works to redefine university policy on sexual assault. Hurt says that after a new Title IX coordinator is chosen, she still plans on being a part of the task force.
I would absolutely be happy to keep doing that. I think it's going to depend on when we bring people in and what the best way to do that would be. I imagine I'll be very intimately involved in the process one way or another as chair or as co-chair or as a chair who's transitioning out.
As a member of the search committee for the next Title IX coordinator, Hurt has had the chance to work with and hear from the candidates. Hurt says that she plans on helping bring in the new coordinator to make sure there is a smooth transition.
Well, I'm on the search committee for the position right now, and so I have been fortunate to be able to be working with these candidates along the way and would absolutely be involved in their transition here to campus in the hopes of making them start with on a very successful first foot forward.
Hurt worked for the UNC Women's Center before being appointed the interim Title IX coordinator. She says that she plans to return there after helping the next coordinator get adjusted. She says that she thinks one of the important factors for a good candidate is that they hear from the community for their ideas.
I think that the thing that any coordinator would be able to do moving forward is to really hear what our community has had to say up to now.
For more information on the Title IX candidates, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The first of those three candidates up for the position of Title IX coordinator is Crystal Coombs. She says one of her main focuses, if she gets the job, will be to make sure reviews of current UNC police remain an ongoing process.
I believe strongly that the task force that was reviewed and put together should remain in place.
Those comments were made during a forum for the public to attend, which the other two candidates will hold as well. UNC created the new Title IX coordinator position in April. Currently, as we just reported, the interim Title IX coordinator, Christy Hurt, has been working with the task force to change university policies on sexual assault. Coombs focused on how we can improve the services and education provided to students about Title IX issues. She says she thinks making resources available online will help students easily reach out for services and education.
Readily accessible information on the web and in alternative formats. A student should be able to click on to the UNC site and click a button and be into something that says, if this has happened to you, X, Y, Z.
Coombs says many people, after an incident, will not seek out the help they need because they feel different. She incorporates this concept into her universal design for Title IX and says she thinks applying universal design to Title IX will remove the need to talk about who is different and allow for more people to openly reach out for services that are available.
Now, the interesting thing about universal design is it removes the need for accommodation. I propose universal design in how we apply Title IX, so we remove the need for anybody to talk about who's different and what has happened.
Coombs also says she would like to make a one-stop phone service that could provide students with all the information and resources they need while keeping the concept of a universal design.
Something has just happened to me, and there is a 1-800 number, and I call it, and it triggers every single thing that's supposed to happen at this university. It triggers a peer advocate being assigned. It triggers any kind of emergency response. It triggers some sort of assistance. It triggers all of those things, and it's one call and one stop.
Once again, that is Crystal Coombs, one of the candidates up for the position of Title IX coordinator at the university. The two other candidates' forums are with Howard Callum this Friday and Jane Grandis next Wednesday. The UNC Department of Public Safety is asking for your help in identifying the suspects of recent larcenies from the students' doors. First larceny took place April 4th, and an attempted larceny of textbooks took place August 30th from the Daniels student stores. Students have reportedly stolen textbooks and then approached UNC students on campus, asking them to return the books and give them the reimbursed money. Up to three suspects have been reported so far. Suspects have been seen on campus driving a van or a light-colored SUV with a Florida license plate. One person of interest has been described as a black male, about 6 feet tall, with a stocky build. Student store surveillance cameras have yielded photos of suspects. You can view them on our website, chapelboro.com. Anyone with information is asked to call UNC Police Investigator Matt Dodson, or you can email him. You can also call the Chapel Hill Police Department or Crime Stoppers. Calls are confidential and anonymous. We have all of that contact information on our website. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm Ron Stutz. On the heels of a successful weekend of play at the Duke Nike Classic, UNC women's soccer coach Anson Dorrance has a lot to feel good about with his defending national champion squad. WCHL's Matt Oaks caught up with the legendary coach yesterday to discuss their two wins over top 10 opponents last weekend and what the future holds for the Tar Heels as they get set to begin league play.
Well, I'm thrilled. Those were two highly ranked teams that came into the event. For us to win both games and to come out without major injuries just is fantastic.
Actually, it's the first time since 2005 that the Carolina women's soccer team has wrapped up non-conference play undefeated and untied. Coach Dorrance gives credit to the veterans.
Well, I think there were a combination of factors. Certainly the returning cast from last season. When you're returning, you know, your consensus National Player of the Year in Crystal Dunn, and you're returning a striker the caliber of Kalia Ojai with the entire defense, and then with a number one ranked recruiting class on top of all that, I think that bodes well for your seasons.
Coach Doran says the Tar Heels' Friday night win over second-ranked UCLA was an enormous victory. He says it's wins like those that will pay off down the road when they get ready to select seeds in the NCAA tournament.
The advantage for us in beating a significant team like UCLA, the biggest impact actually is when they start seeding teams in the NCAA tournament. We know they're going to have a great season, and for that win under our belt, that could put us in a wonderful position come NCAA selection time.
Up next for the Tar Heel women, a trip to Blacksburg for the ACC opener against Virginia Tech. You can read this story and get more details. Listen to the full interview, in fact, with Coach Dorrance on our website, chapelboro.com. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Matt Brown firing his defensive coordinator after two games is a bad sign for him as well. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. They say football at Texas, Alabama, and the other major powers is only a small step from the way the NFL handles its business. Matt Brown proved that to be true Sunday by firing defensive coordinator Manny Diaz after the Longhorns gave up a school record 550 yards of rushing in the 40-21 loss at BYU, which is generally known as a passing program. Brown called it unacceptable and pulled a pro move by canning Diaz Sunday and replacing him with ex-defensive coordinator Greg Robinson, who was on his staff as an analyst. Brown probably did it with respect to the school he works for, at least for now. He knows how big and relevant he has made Texas football again after leaving Carolina in 1997, where he felt he had taken the Tar Heels as far as they could go. Brown had the Heisman Trophy winner, Ricky Williams, in his first season in Austin, and he had the Horns in a BCS game within 6 years. And then Brown won the first national championship and the first for the school since the last of Darrell Royal's three in 1970. The stadium expanded to 100,000 seats, and the athletic department budget grew to more than $100 million based on all the revenue Brown was bringing in. His own income skyrocketed. The coach who couldn't get UNC to pay him anywhere near $1 million now makes five times that amount with silly multi-million buck bonuses written into his contract for winning this title or winning that bowl game. Mac may become a victim of his own success, as fans are still fuming over a losing record in 2010 and failure to get back to the BCS in the last 2 years. This season was supposed to restore Texas to national prominence, and the Longhorns broke a bevy of their own offensive records with a 56-7 pummeling of New Mexico State in the season-opening laugher. They climbed to number 15 with a bullet in the national polls, going to Provo to face BYU. When the game got away from Texas in the second half, Brown was seen chewing out Diaz on the sideline, with Diaz chewing back. Afterward, Brown said his team's performance on defense was unacceptable, and when asked about Diaz's fate, he said he would have to view the video. Coach speak, for there's a big announcement coming. It came, and with undefeated Ole Miss this Saturday, the next one could be Brown's own resignation. That's Texas football. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Gina Lucas was selling diamonds at one of those big national chain jewelry stores, but told her boyfriend not to get her ring there. Instead, go to Diamonds Direct.
Knowing the quality and the selection that he would have at Diamonds Direct, I specifically directed him to go to Diamonds Direct. The selection at Diamonds Direct is just huge. I did get a diamond for better quality, better price.
Gina says mega national chain stores just couldn't measure up with lower quality diamonds and cookie cutter rings.
The quality wasn't there. The selection wasn't there.
And now with a Diamonds Direct ring on her finger. Well, Gina had to make the switch, so she left the corporate store and now loves helping people at Diamonds Direct.
We promise the best quality and the best price across the United States, hands down.
Hand-picked diamonds straight from the diamond cutters, the most sought-after designer rings in America, and the kind of personal service you deserve. That's Diamonds Direct.
Everybody knows about Diamonds Direct. Everybody wants to go, oh, I got my ring at Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather, 69 degrees. Sunshine all day. It's going to be very warm. High today, about 90.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carpenter's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Syria's foreign minister apparently says, okay, we will put our chemical weapons under control of international officials. That's the word from Russia, a key Syrian ally. The Russian foreign minister says a proposal will eventually be finalized with the UN Secretary General. On CBS This Morning, Arizona Senator John McCain.
I think the best test right away would be the Syrian acceptance of international monitors to go to these chemical weapons sites and get them under control immediately.
It's not clear, though, if the Syrian regime has moved some of those chemical stockpiles to undisclosed locations. President Obama addresses the nation tonight on Syria. Today, we'll have two lunches on Capitol Hill trying to gain support for military action. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
There were some senators who said to us yesterday, look, this is a sign that just the threat of a military strike is working. All the more reason for members of Congress to vote yes on this resolution to strike.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Saturday marked the one-year anniversary of the murder of 19-year-old UNC student Faith Hedspeth. And today marks the date in which court documents will once again be presented to a Durham County judge. 3 days after Hedspeth was found dead in her apartment by her roommate, Judge Orlando Hudson sealed the investigation's documents along with the contents of the 911 call. Since then, the documents have been sealed three more times. Today marks the end of another 60-day period in which the documents were sealed. Assistant District Attorney Charlene Franks says the DA will once again present those documents to Judge Hudson and ask that they be sealed another 60 days. On Friday, interim DA Leon Stadback told WCHL News that the reason he continues to ask the court to keep the documents sealed is that he and investigators believe there is information in those materials that may tip off the suspect. On January 8th, Chapel Hill Police released details in the investigation, including the DNA of a male suspect found at the scene. Little information has been released. Other than that, Chapel Hill Police Department continues to express this is not a cold case, and they're continuing to follow leads. Police are still seeking any information that could help in the investigation. Call the Chapel Hill Police Department or Crime Stoppers if you can help in any way. We have all those numbers on our website, chapelboro.com. The national spotlight will once again be on the Tar Heel football team for a Thursday night game, this time under the lights against Miami Hurricanes, October 17th. The attention won't just be on Keenan Stadium. That's because Tar Heel Downtown will bring the focus down to Franklin Street for pregame festivities from 4 until 7 p.m., showcasing the best the town of Chapel Hill has to offer in front of a worldwide audience. Mayor Mark Kleinsman announced his big plans yesterday with the help of Bubba Cunningham, director of athletics at Carolina. Kleinsman says he's excited to welcome ESPN and the entire nation to the streets of downtown Chapel Hill for a big party.
This particular event makes me particularly excited because this time I'm going to be inviting all of my fellow Tar Heel fans from across the region to come out and help us put on a great show for millions of viewers from across the country who will be joining us right here on our doorstep in downtown Chapel Hill, one of the greatest downtowns in the country.
It was planned and coordinated by the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, UNC Athletics, and the town of Chapel Hill. This fun, free, family-friendly event will be covered by ESPN. UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham says Tar Heel Downtown will be a great opportunity for people around the country to get a glimpse of the character and atmosphere of Chapel Hill.
And I really, what I hope it, the ESPN does is be able to highlight what a wonderful town Chapel Hill is. In all of the surrounding buildings, what we've been doing on Franklin Street, I think it's a great way for us to allow a lot of people throughout the country to see what Chapel Hill is all about.
Again, Tar Heel Town moves downtown Thursday, October 17th. That is a special Thursday night game for the Tar Heels in Keenan Stadium against the Miami Hurricanes. All these festivities downtown that day between 4 and 7 p.m. All the details, coming as we get closer to the date. A Greensboro author who's a critic of same-sex marriage and has written an article called Calling President Barack Obama a Dictator has been named to the UNC-TV Board of Trustees. The North Carolina legislature approved Orson Scott Card's appointment to the board in July. Card told the Associated Press he supports public television and decided to join the UNC-TV board because it does great work for the people of North Carolina. A news release from UNC-TV mentions Card's most famous books, Ender's Game and Speaker for the Dead. It does not mention his column earlier this year saying that President Obama might train urban gangs to commit violence on his enemies. Card says he hopes people will read his full essays and not rely on what he called deliberately distorted reports. WCHL News Time, 8:36. News around town. The town of Chapel Hill might soon have two main streets as Rosemary Imagined. We'll discuss the future vision of Rosemary Street today. Rosemary Imagined is an innovative community-led planning initiative that will refine our thinking of how Rosemary Street fits into the development and growth of downtown Chapel Hill. Come for information, conversation, and imagination about Rosemary Street and share your thoughts. This event is part of a 10-month process of engagement with the town of Chapel Hill and community members to bring together several recent initiatives into a complete vision for the future of Rosemary Street. Rosemary Imagine takes place from 6:30 until 8 p.m. at True Deli and Wine. WCHL News Time is 8:37. Coming up next, today's commentary, and also we're going to introduce you to a great dog. It is Tuesday, of course. That means adopt a pet on WCHL.
Hi, can you tell me how to get to the UPS store?
Hi, can you tell me how to get to the UPS store?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
What are you doing? Are you copying me? Why are you copying me?
Because copying is inexpensive and easy right now at the UPS store. Now through September 21st, you can get color copies for just 29 cents a page at the UPS store. Not to mention all the printing and document services they offer every day.
The UPS store on Fordham Boulevard and Chapel Hill North and in Meadowmont.
Fordham Boulevard, Chapel Hill North and Meadowmont.
Now don't you start.
This is David Huntoon of Coleman Huntoon and Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. You've heard the phrase, taxes and death are certain, but not so certain is how your estate will be handled after your passing. Let us help you set up a properly structured and strategic estate plan that enables you to achieve your life goals and strengthen the financial security for your loved ones.
To find out more, talk to Coleman Huntoon and Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
100 years from now, what story will your home tell? If you're looking for a sustainable and environmentally friendly option for your home, look no further than Best Tile. We bring you designs from all over the world, but we also have options that are made right here in the U.S. Tile is a naturally renewable resource and has little environmental impact, so you can be green and save some green. After all, tile lasts the lifetime of your home. So, let your home tell your story.
Best Tile, local store, global selection. Visit our showroom at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Oh!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Tar Heel fans, this is Brian Pop with Landscape Logic. Just a friendly reminder, fall seeding is around the corner. Having a nice lawn is not a product of good luck. It's an absolute science. At Landscape Logic, we are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to be successful and protect your economic and aesthetic investment. Ask about our aftercare programs, weekly maintenance programs, and references in your neighborhood. Visit us online at LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic is a logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ronstadt.
Good morning. It is 8:40 at WCHL. It is Tuesday morning, and of course, that means it's time for Adopt a Pet. And I'm excited about this one. We have Joanne here from Paws Forever. And Joanne, tell us about this terrific dog you just brought in here.
Well, hi, Ron. Thanks so much for having us. Today we have Bert, who is a 2-year-old Golden Basset. He's a cross between a golden retriever and a basset hound.
Perfect combination.
He is just one of the most beautiful dogs I've ever seen. Beautiful long coat of basically like a golden retriever, but mm-hmm. the size of a basset hound.
Yeah. It's really cool. What did you say? I mean, he's solid. I mean, he's not very tall.
Right.
And not very big, but he probably weighs close to, what, 50 pounds?
Yeah, we think about 50 pounds. But he's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he came to us with his brother, Bert. Bert and
no,
Ernie.
No, this is Bert, and he came
with
his brother, Ernie.
Oh, sorry, he came
with
his brother, Ernie.
Yeah.
Right. He came with his brother, Ernie, and from a sad situation where the family had to give their pets up. So last week, Ernie was adopted,
uh-huh.
and now Bert is, you know, pretty lonely, and
yeah.
he really would love to have a family, maybe with some kids, maybe with another dog. He'd
yeah.
be really happy to be in a home.
Yeah, does he get along well with small children, and how about cats?
Yeah, well, you know, he's got that lovely low-to-the-ground size, so
mm-hmm.
he's great with all ages of kids, small ones as well, and pretty much ignores cats. So he's not, I wouldn't say he's a lover of cats, but I don't think he bothers them.
Is he, how would you describe his personality?
Bert is really easygoing. He's 2 years old, but he's real mellow and,
he's really laid back.
Yeah, very laid back.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take some, at least one picture of him. And put it on our website and also on our Facebook page. And, of course, you have more information on pawsforever.org.
We absolutely do. All of our animals, dogs, and cats are on our website, pawsforever.org.
Yeah. What a really cool dog.
Yeah.
And he's ready to go for a permanent home. And you, of course, do some fostering for Paws Forever. And you've had him for a month and a half?
We've had him for about 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
He's, of course, already neutered. He's got a microchip. He's all up to date on his shots. So he is ready to go to his forever home.
All right. What a fantastic dog. Hey, listen, you guys have a very special event coming up really soon, don't
we
you?
We do. On Sunday, October the 6th at 12 noon. We have our 8th annual Walk for Animal Protection,
mm-hmm.
and that's our biggest fundraiser for Paws Forever, and it's at on the Green in Southern Village.
All right.
So you can find out more information about that on our website as well.
Pawsforever.org, and that's with a number 4.
That's right.
All one word, pawsforever.org. You guys do great work. And we've got to find a home for Bert.
Yes, thank you so much.
He's a great dog.
Yeah, thanks, Ron.
All right. It's 8:43 at WCHL, and time for today's commentary on WCHL. Get ready, because Wes Hare is going to be doing his Edwin Starr impression.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Again, I sing, war, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Yeah, good God, y'all, listen to me. As President Obama and maybe the U.S. of A. prepares to bomb Syria, locally we are opposed to it, and Congressman Price needs to hear that clearly. Some notes from a local letter to President Obama signed by North Carolina Peace Action, Triangle Area Green Party, Triangle Branch of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, Veterans for Peace, the Eisenhower Chapter, Witness for Peace Southeast, the Orange County Peace Coalition, and the Justice and Peace Committee of the Church of Reconciliation. Mr. President, if your concern is truly for the people of Syria and for stability in that region, then the only path is a political settlement and an immediate cessation of all violence coupled with humanitarian aid for the Syrian people and their 4 million refugees. President Obama, as a senator, you stated that once bombs start falling, one has little control over what happens next. We call to heed the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who said, "Wisdom born of experience should tell us that war is obsolete. If we assume that life is worth living, if we assume that humankind has the right to survive, then we must find an alternative to war. We appeal to you to apply statesmanship and leadership at this crucial time. Say yes to rationality and negotiation, and no to the use of further violence. Contact David Price, folks. War, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing." This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
He scores! Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forslund, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities and getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Hello, fellow business owners. This is Will Gaskins with Legacy Insurance Solutions. Would you like to increase employee health care coverage and save money? If so, please join us at noon on Tuesday, September 10th at the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. We will explain our revolutionary private exchange system that is saving business owners on average 30 to 50% on their current health care cost. Call 919-960-1547 to reserve your seat on September 10th at noon. Admission is free and lunch will be served.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit carolinainn.com.
Cater your next special event anywhere in the Triangle and beyond with award-winning Dickie's Barbecue Pit. We will customize for weddings, rehearsal dinners, family reunions, graduations, and more. Simple or fancy, from box lunches, pickup buffets, through full-service catering. Talk to us, your catering experts. Big or small, we can do it all. With 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, you will have a special event that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham, off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh.
Listen, this football season, we're doing something that is incredibly fun and cool. It's a lot of fun for a lot of people. Football fans can join me, Art Chansky, Rand Northam, Rachel Nash, Aaron Keck, Jordan Rogers, all of us here at WCHL and chapelbro.com for our college football pick'em contest on the website, chapelbro.com. Each week you can choose the winner of 10 select college games. Weekly prizes will be given to the top contestants. Tar Heels are on a bye this week, but there are some great ACC and national games to pick, including picking the score of the Alabama-Texas A&M game. That's kind of the tiebreaker there. Visit chapelbro.com/huddleup now to play. I promise you, if you're a football fan, you'll enjoy playing this contest. I'm kind of in the middle of the pack. I was doing pretty well after the first week, but now I'm kind of in the middle of the pack after going 7-10 this past week. So how will you do? You can do it. You don't have to do it for the whole season. You can do it on a week-to-week basis. You can just do it 1 week if you want. But just check it out. Have fun with it. chapelbro.com/huddleup now to play. We have a quick way for you to get involved and have a little fun and win a great prize as well. All right? So that is Huddle Up with the Heels, WCHL, the Chapelbro Football Pick'em Contest.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruisers, good to go.
Gina Lucas was selling diamonds at one of those big national chain jewelry stores, but told her boyfriend not to get her ring there. Instead, go to Diamonds Direct.
Knowing the quality and the selection that he would have at Diamonds Direct, I specifically directed him to go to Diamonds Direct. The selection at Diamonds Direct is just huge. I did get a better diamond for better quality, better price.
Gina says mega national chain stores just couldn't measure up with lower quality diamonds and cookie cutter rings.
The quality wasn't there. The selection wasn't there.
And now with a Diamonds Direct ring on her finger. Well, Gina had to make the switch, so she left the corporate store and now loves helping people at Diamonds Direct.
We promise the best quality and the best price across the United States, hands down.
Hand-picked diamonds straight from the diamond cutters, the most sought-after designer rings in America, and the kind of personal service you deserve. That's Diamonds Direct.
Everybody knows about Diamonds Direct. Everybody wants to go, oh, I got my ring at Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Hey, listen, I got something for you. Check out brilliant singer and songwriter Steve Forbert at the Arts Center in Carrboro this Sunday night at 7 o'clock. This is going to be a special show for Steve as he is celebrating the 35th anniversary of his debut album, Alive and Arrival. Recently reissued on Blue Corn Records. I remember that album. He will play the album, considered among the best first outings ever, straight through in his first set, and then do other songs from his 14-CD catalog in his second set. Get your tickets now at artcenterlive.org, or you can win a pair of tickets to this Sunday's show to see Steve Forbert in concert at the Arts Center in Carrboro by calling in right now. If you are caller number 3, you are our winner. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lisa Norwood is the president of a very special sorority putting on a very special event.
We involve the middle school students of Chapel Hill Carrboro and the AdVit students, and it's a class from each middle school. And we contact the teacher, and we say to them that we really want to do a Black History Knowledge Bowl. It encourages competition among the students, and it's also a way of celebrating Black history and for students to learn about the contributions that African Americans have made to the country.
Lisa Norwood is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
We have been doing this for 4 years. We give the students all the material from which to study. The teachers support us and work with us in terms of helping the students prepare for the Knowledge Bowl.
It's a great educational event for the kids in our local community.
I'm president of the local chapter in Chapel Hill, Carrboro.
The Black History Bowl was held in February, Black History Month, and Phillips Middle School was the winner.
The school receives a trophy, and their 5-member teams, they each get a first place trophy, and they also received a $25 gift card, and the second place winners also receive a second place trophy for their school. and they individually on the team receive a trophy.
Lisa Norwood says the Black History Bowl is invaluable.
It is important for all students to know the contributions that have been made by all people who have built the United States of America, and it's important for all students to understand the contributions that African Americans have made to this country. And they study Martin Luther King, they may study Harriet Tubman. African Americans have made contributions in literature, the cultural area, sports, world history. It's just for knowledge and for having pride. The competition is friendly, but mainly it's for students to understand all the wonderful contributions that African Americans have made to make this country great.
And she appreciates the support from the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools.
Board members were in attendance. The school system supports this. The AVID coordinator, she's also supportive. We're just hoping to grow bigger each year.
Our thanks to Lisa Norwood, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right. Congratulations, Brian Thornburg, who got those tickets to see Steve Forbert in concert at the Art Center in Carborough this Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Brian Thornburg's going to be there, and he's going to have a great time. He's a big music fan anyway. Steve Forbert playing that debut album, Alive on Arrival, in the first set, and then a whole bunch of other stuff in his second set. Get your tickets now at artcenterlive.org, and we may have some more tickets to give away right now on WCHL. Keep listening and find out. 855 at WCHL. Hey, remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer.
Kitchen a little cramped? Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions make your life a little easier. Bill Cedarburg has been helping local families achieve their design dreams for over 25 years. The design team will guide you through your home's entire project to ensure that you have the kitchen, bathroom, or addition that suits your family's needs. And they've been an Angie's List Super Service Award winner for the last 2 years. Cedarburg Kitchens, translating your home dreams into living spaces. Learn more at cedarburgkitchens.com.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Meadowmont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
All right, Carlos Schuford called in with the word of the day on WCHL from Wayne Pond. Surtout, I think that's how you pronounce it. Wayne wasn't sure either. It's a French, that's French origin. S-U-R-T-O-U-T. Some people may say, you look at it, you may say surtout, but that ain't it, I can tell you that. It means that which covers everything, like a big coat, or it can mean something that's not so literal, something that covers everything, surtout, S-U-R-T-O-U-T. That's the word of the day from Wayne Pond on WCHL. Carlos Schuford gets a $10 gift card from Cruisers.
College football season is here, and ChapelBurrow.com is offering you the chance to show off your football smarts by playing in the College Football Pick'em Contest.
Each week, you will choose the winners of 10 select college football games, with weekly prizes awarded to the top contestants. The results are posted, so this is your chance to see how you stack up against your friends and to compete against WCHL personalities, including Ron Stutz, Art Chansky, Rand Northam,
and me, Rachel Nash. To play right now, visit chapelburrow.com/huddle up.
Are you looking for new customers?
try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather presented by Southern Season. Stop by for delicious food and great wine during their September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other great in-store events at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunshine today. High today about 90 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, hot again with a high around 90.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill.